Let's go right to the psalm before I get in trouble. Psalm 103, Psalm 103. Now, some of you are thinking, he has preached this before, and not that long ago, I think it was over a year ago that I preached it as a small series. I was doing the psalms, looking at favorite psalms, and we were looking at this particular one, and I broke it up into three parts, actually, because it's worth that. I mean, you could spend a year on this psalm. There's so much here. It's so rich, so many ingredients to this wonderful meal of a psalm. But I wanted to take it and just form it into one, because we need this psalm. We need psalms like this on a regular basis, and you'll see why in a moment. Let's go ahead and read our psalm. This is the whole outline. I'm not even going to have to move to push any buttons. I've got it right there for you so you can see the structure, the layout, the form of thought, the flow of thought for the author, David. This is the reading of God's word, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You notice he will begin and end the same way. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful. He is gracious. He is slow to anger. He is abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide. Now, that's not some ingredient for a taco, chide. No, this is saying he will not always accuse. He will not always take us to court. Verse 9, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities, our sin. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions, our sins from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we're dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting to those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commands. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. And then he wraps it all up and he says, bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his will, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, speaking to the angels, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. A psalm of praise. And the title this morning would be the psalm of praise, but the big idea would be, because God is good, let us live a life of praise. Because God is good. He's just. He's gracious. He's all these things we've recounted. Let us live a life of praise. Father, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful that you have revealed yourself to us. You revealed yourself to Moses. We see that in verse 8. You revealed your character. And it's mind-blowing to think that you would, first of all, reveal yourself to us, but to find that you're good and merciful and gracious, that you don't have a short fuse, you're slow to anger, you abound in love, that you put restraints on your anger and your wrath, that you are compassionate like a father. To find out these things it's overwhelming. We take it for granted, though. We've heard this all our lives. We've even heard this psalm preached recently, and we just sometimes remain hard-hearted. And we know that we constantly need reminders of the 10,000 reasons why you are so worthy of our praise. Use this in our life today, this week, to fan the flame of our joy and our praise for you. Take our hearts of concrete and soften them today as we reflect on who you are and what you've done. Use this in our lives as you see fit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. King Lear, have you ever read it? Shakespeare? I'd be honest, I wasn't a huge fan of Shakespeare. I had to get the cheat notes, Shakespeare for Dummies. I had to get that kind of stuff just to make it through my English lit classes. But there was this guy named King Lear, and his story is fascinating, and it illustrates our point today. It's the story of a king, King Lear. It's the story of a king who voluntarily gives his inheritance, all his royalties, he gives his noble titles, and he gives all his properties to his three daughters, only to find himself hopelessly and helplessly destitute, poor, impoverished, and homeless. Why? Because those daughters, they forgot about him. They were not thankful children. They forgot all about him. They turned their backs on their father, callously and cruelly forgot about him, left him in the dust. They got it all, then they turned their backs on the one who was so kind to them. And this is what King Lear laments. He says, "Ingratitude, you marble-hearted friend, how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child." I'll just let that sink in for a second. I'm a thankless child at times. Has your heart been filled with God-centered praise as of late? Can you say that you've been characterized by gratitude, enjoying the Lord,